Welcome to another installment of Tech Talk Tuesday with Tunis Janse van Rensburg from Bandwidth Blog. And Tunis, today it's rather an interesting one. You're taking us off this planet and out towards the moon.
That's right. I like it when we chat about, you know, space and science and these kind of things. But today it's quite an interesting one because, as I'm sure the listeners will remember, several weeks ago, there was a new craft that landed on the moon. And what makes it really interesting is that it's the first time that a privately owned company has actually landed a spacecraft on the moon. And it's the first time that a U.S. spacecraft has been on the moon in 50 years.
And for some people, it's the first time ever that there's a spacecraft on the moon, because, of course, you've got those non-believers that the moon landing never happened, right?
That as well. They probably won't believe this either.
So it's there to investigate the moon's surface and topography and what else? And give us...
It's focused on the South Pole of the moon because we believe that there is frozen water ice underneath the surface. The reason that's important is because, obviously, NASA wants to go back to the moon. They want to send people back to the moon. They want to start building a base on the moon. And then for future space exploration, they want to use the moon as a base.
Got you.
For further exploration. And with that ice, they can obviously create the fuel that they need for further on journeys.
And there'll be a water supply, and then we can go to the toilet on it and mess that...
Yeah,
exactly. Mess that rock up as well. Okay.
So it's very interesting that, you know, just the fact that NASA has partnered with this private company called Intuitive Machines that has launched, that has landed the spacecraft, and they got there with another privately owned company, SpaceX. They were on a SpaceX rocket. They got launched from space. They then went onto the moon themselves.
Is that because NASA's running out of money? They're not getting enough government support? Why do you think they're opening up to privatization, or not privatization, but to private companies? Why are they allowing it to happen, do you think?
Yeah, so proportionally speaking, NASA's budget has been decreasing for decades. So back in the 60s, when obviously they wanted to get to the moon, up to 3 or 4% of the entire government's budget went to NASA.
Wow.
Right now, we're talking about 0.4-0.5%. So the budget is proportionally cut significantly. Mm. And as we all know, governments just work slower than private companies when they are chasing profits. So that's the reason why we see the likes of SpaceX, you know, Virgin Galactic, Elon Musk's kind of ventures, and all these billionaires really that want to go to space because they think it's going to be a profitable business. And for SpaceX, it really is a very profitable business. And Intuitive Machines have similar ideas, but they want to build the actual spacecraft that land on the moon.
The new frontier, so to speak. This is fascinating. Space Odyssey, not just a song on the radio, but actually something that's happening. Anything else, Tunis, with regards to this that you want to share?
Yeah, so the spacecraft is called Odysseus. It landed. That was all successful. It started exploring the surface. It was only supposed to be a 10-day mission just to make sure that this is viable and that their technology works. It was effectively a test. But funnily, you know, 5 or 6 days into the test, the rover fell over and it stuck on its side. So it is now, it is having its last machine breaths on its side as its battery is going to die very soon.
And I'm guessing it'll stay there.
It will stay there.
Another mark
we leave
of
junk
man's
everywhere.
Pollution. We're so good at that, aren't we? Okay, lovely stuff. I look forward to catching up with you again next Tuesday for another installment of Tech Talk Tuesday. Take care.
Thank you.